And we're back on In Focus News Radio, KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, joined here by Gary Fike. He is the Extension Director here with K-State Research and Extension in Riley County. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Brandon. Appreciate it. Appreciate the phone call.
Sometimes we get busy schedules, and I understand that. So you're a busy man.
Well, everybody is, so I don't have any better excuse than anyone.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you out here. We get everybody here from the Research and Extension on a rotation, and it's your turn here to chat about some things coming up. And there's a conference coming up later this month, but before we get to that, why don't we talk about the VITA that's going on, I guess, right now.
Sure. The VITA is the acronym for Volunteer Income Tax Assistance. This is the 15th year that this has been going on in Riley County, and we have the opportunity to help folks with their federal and state income tax returns, doesn't matter what state, for what we term low to moderate income people. We've already done over 130 tax returns so far, and we've only been open a little more than a week. You can book an appointment with us online by going to kstateRileyCounty.edu and find the book tax appointment now button on the right. You can do that online, or if you don't feel comfortable with that, just call the extension office, and either Marie, our volunteer, or Sharon, our office professional manager, will set up an appointment for you. And so we have volunteers, and this is the big important thing because extension is big on volunteers, of course. We have volunteers. Sue Simons is our coordinator along with me, and so we've just been really busy the last 7 or 8 days doing these tax returns along with, we've got a total of 13 preparers, Brandon, that are, they're helping from time to time. And it's just really a cool service that we can provide for citizens of not only Riley County, but we get some from Pott and Wabunsee and Gary and Marshall. So it's a great service.
And where do you guys do that at?
We do it at the Manhattan Public Library.
Okay.
Yeah, they're our partner. But I would recommend you not just show up down there. I would recommend you book an appointment because you can come down there and maybe we can book you later. If we can get you in, we'll get you in if there's an opening. But we would much prefer that you called in or booked online. That would help us out a lot.
All right. What a great service here. And, you know, the more publicity you can get on that, I think is great because it can cost a lot of money to file your taxes if you go, you know, any other route here. And if those people who maybe that's a hindrance to, this is a great opportunity.
Well, it is. And, you know, last year, and I think I've quoted this figure before, but in 2019, we did 662 returns. And that saved clients an average preparation fee of $175. So it's about $116,000 that we saved for clients. And then the refunds, both state and federal, that came back to those same clients totaled more than $800,000. So that's money that gets circulated back through the economy, of course, locally. The other thing I would mention, though, is We don't itemize. The standard deduction has gone up so much. A more married couple, it's now $24,400, and for single taxpayers, it's $12,200. A lot of folks in that income range don't have enough itemizations to go beyond that, and so we don't do military. We don't do itemizations, and we don't do any foreign income. So that's a thing to keep in mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that continues again. We also have a Rural Revitalization Conference coming up later this month.
I'm really excited about this program. We started planning for this along with my Community Vitality Program Development Committee. We started working on this late last summer and early fall. It is scheduled for Wednesday, the 26th of February, the last Wednesday of the month, and it's going to be focusing on rural entrepreneurship. And you know, we cover all of Riley County, and so we've tried to do a lot of outreach to Randolph, Riley, Leonardville, and our rural communities. And I wanted to do this in one of our rural communities. So it's at Leonardville at Frontage 109. It's going to go from about 9:30 in the morning till about 4 in the afternoon. We've got a whole list of speakers. And before I get into that, I just want to make sure everyone recognizes that small businesses are the largest employers in the United States, and we're encouraging people who are interested in maybe opening their own small rural business to attend to learn more from people who actually have small rural businesses themselves and from the agencies that can help them get there. So we've got a kickoff speaker. Actually, he really wants to answer more questions than anything else, but Lieutenant Governor Lynn Rogers is going to be the leadoff speaker, and he's going to be there because the governor has a initiative on rural prosperity. So this dovetails very nicely into what the governor has in mind for our rural economy. Then we will also have Lynn Hendrickson from USDA Rural Development, and we will have Carl Klein from the Small Business Development Center. And these folks are going to talk about grant and loan programs for small business people that want to get started. And so we've got them on hand, but then we're going to have a lunch break. And in the afternoon, we're going to have actual small business owners, Sarah and Josh Reisner from Raz Automotive in Raleigh, Scott Jacobs from Amber Woods in Raleigh. And we also have Bryce Ebert from a real estate company, and he's done a number of different things. So we've got this program really lined up, along with, I almost forgot, Drew Venom with Blue Vista at Randolph. Some really unique businesses. Scott Jacobs, Amber Woods, it's really a cool business. The Blue Vista at Randolph is a fantastic venue for people wanting to hold their weddings there. And so we're going to ask those folks to tell us what were their challenges, what did they have to overcome, what did they learn, so that they can share that with other people who might be interested.
That's a wonderful opportunity here. And, you know, I think it's great that you have a panel discussion as well. So you're going to open up to questions, and anyone who has thoughts of starting their own business here is going to really get some eye-opening ideas here.
I think so. That is what the whole plan is. And we just want to encourage that. You know, there's a full range of opportunities for people, whether it's a bed and breakfast, a country bed and breakfast, a hunting lodge, an auto repair shop, whatever it might be. There's lots of opportunities for folks out there, and maybe that have always had the entrepreneurial spirit but have never really explored it, and this is kind of opening the door for those folks to take a harder look at that.
Yeah, it's a lot of people have ideas. It's sometimes getting it put down on pen and paper, that's the hard thing to do, start a business plan. I know I've always heard that's the first step there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's what Carl Klein from Small Business Development Center is going to be talking about, because they will assist people in helping them develop a business plan. That is the big part of their big thrust of their efforts in this regard. Yep.
And I think having the folks from the USDA and the Small Business Development Center, that'd be great, because a lot of folks may not know that there's money that could be had out there to help you get started.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, we don't have this on our list, and maybe this will be something we do next year, because I want to make this an annual event, and maybe not focusing always on rural entrepreneurship, but you know, angel investors and things like that. People are looking to help people start a new business that they would like to help them get invested and get going.
All right. Again, that is February 26th, the Rural Revitalization Conference. When do you need to get your registration in by?
We would like for it for a meal count, and the registration is $30, and we'd like to get a meal count by Monday, February the 24th. So you can go online, and you can register for it there, and you can pay for your registration at that same K-State, the Raleigh County Extension Service website. You can click on a button and register there. If you again feel more comfortable calling in and want to register, that's fine too. But we are looking forward to a big crowd. You know, the other thing is, Brandon, I didn't mention that the Frontage 109 is another rural entrepreneur that has a meeting site, and Stacy has her hair salon in the back. So and then the lunch will be served by Aaron Gooch in the Farmhouse Restaurant of Raleigh and Olsburg. So we're trying to incorporate as many small businesses as possible into this whole event.
All right. Sounds good. Anything else, Gary, that we have?
Well, if you haven't, as we mentioned earlier, if you haven't booked for a tax appointment, do that as soon as you can. there's a lot of programming efforts going on in all different areas, and we're having a great time.
I can't wait for that Youth Entrepreneurship Challenge. I think we had John Jobin here a couple weeks ago. That sounds like so much fun.
Oh, you know, John, we got a great set of agents, and John does a fantastic job with the entrepreneurial thing with young people and getting them thinking about that. But he's also working on another program called Community Conversations, I think it is, where youth get to talk about and lead discussions on issues that are facing them these days.
Fantastic. I know they did that last year, too, if
yes.
I remember right.
Yep.
All right. Well, Gary, appreciate it. And if people want more information, how can they get a hold of you there?
They can call us at 537-6350 is the number for our office. So give us a shout.
All right. And they do pick up because I experienced it this morning. Gary, it's always a pleasure. We'll see you sometime down the road here.
Okay. Thank you, Brandon.
Stay tuned. More in focus after this on K-Man.